One of the reasons people usually have for not visiting a chiropractor is because they've never gone before and aren't sure what to expect. Let's answer some of those questions today with Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab. It's a common concern, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, I think the fear of the unknown is you know, what gets a lot of folks early on. I mean, just with any physician office or doctor's office, you don't, if you've never been, you really don't know what to expect. For this discussion, let's just speak about hopefully any chiropractic office, and I'll give you, you know, discuss some things that we do here. You know, typically, you know, most chiropractors are in network with some type of insurance company. So, you know, the way healthcare is trending, a lot of physicians are going more to a cash-based model. But, you know, you might speak to a front desk girl here at my clinic that might ask to verify benefits and determine kind of what your benefits allow. We always, if patients have benefits, we want them to be able to use those benefits. We're contracted with most of the major carriers here in the state of Oklahoma. And so we like to do a lot of the legwork before the patient comes in related to the administrative side. So you might get some of those questions related to insurance. And then most definitely, we're going to try to send you or email you some information so you can fill out some paperwork online. We're obviously wanting to know why you're coming in. You know, take some general demographic information down. If you have had a significant health history, what you've done for this type of a complaint, have you had surgeries, medications, you know, different types of things. So we want to know all those things. So once you step into our office, our staff will greet you and you'll be ready to go, meaning, you know, all of your information will be in the system. And I think that's one of the things a lot of us get turned off with these with medical offices that you walk into your primary care physician or whomever and you're waiting for 20 minutes. When I first started practicing 16 years ago, I was kind of my thing. I said, listen, I want to run my office a little bit differently than others. Their time is just as important as mine, so I need to make sure I'm aware of that. So we're really sensitive to the fact when patients come in, if they're scheduled 11, we want to get them back here to 11:01. Obviously, when they come back here to visit with me, I'm going to go through their new patient paperwork with them. I want to make them feel at ease on what we're going to be doing that day. We're going to examine them, hopefully do some things to make them feel a little bit better. And all along the way, we're going to be explaining what we do. I think that is so very important in today's kind of medical landscape that a lot of times we'll go to a physician. They don't do really that good of a job of explaining what is wrong with this or explaining it in a manner where we don't understand, and then maybe making recommendations and we don't know what are the recommendations supposed to do. Am I going to have side effects? Is it going to hurt? Those types of things. So I think it's always good when I first see someone, it's just to kind of lay it out. This is what we're going to do in the next 30 to 45 minutes. It takes about a 45-minute office visit on that first visit. So I'm going to go through their history with them, visit with them about some things that they've done in the past, contributing factors, if they were in some type of an accident, and then make sure that we have establish a little bit of a rapport relationship. You know, I think that's one of the things that medicine's losing these days as well, is they've lost that kind of human touch. And, you know, everyone's in here because something is wrong. And I think I owe it to the patient to put them at ease, make them you feel comfortable, let them know that I'm there for them and I'm going to do whatever I can to make them feel better. And if I can't do that, then I'm going to make the appropriate recommendations. From there, going to take them into their exam. We're going to do orthopedic, neurological tests, different type of movement patterns to determine what, you know, could be some contributing factors to the problem. I have sold my x-ray unit years ago because I don't think it's necessary to shoot x-rays on every patient that walks in the door. However, I think that x-rays are a very important diagnostic tool along with MRI and CT. From there, after I examine them and determine what I think the issue is, I want to sit them down and I want to talk to them about their problem. Okay, this is what I think your diagnosis is. And in lay terms, this is what that means. And then from there, let's go through a plan. Okay, these are things that I think that we can do to help you, whether it's manipulation or myofascial therapy or clinical massage or PT or acupuncture, whatever it may be. Let's go through the treatment options and then discuss how each one of those options potentially would apply to their condition. And, you know, then I want to give them a chance to ask some questions. I think this is also many times kind of overlooked in clinics, is that I want to, you know, once I've told them what their problem is and how we can fix them, how long it's going to take, I want to give them an opportunity to ask some questions. From there, we get more into duration and frequency. I've also discussed in the past, I'm a firm believer on quick, efficient treatment plans. When I talk about quick, efficient treatment plans, not necessarily the length of the visit itself, but the frequency of one being in here. I think it's, you know, this three times a week for 4 weeks, it's never been my thing, Scott. I think that my goal is to get people better as quick as I possibly can and then provide them with the tools on how to maintain and manage it on their own. And then the last thing that we're going to do that first visit, I want to do something. I want to make them feel better. I mean, one of the reasons they came in is because they're hurting. A lot of times with clinics, they'll examine them and have them come back. I don't know why. I mean, if I can make that patient feel a little bit better with some form of treatment or some recommendation, I think that that's what they deserve. To summarize, I want to make a patient feel comfortable about the unknown. I want to take a thorough examination and explain to that patient what their problem is and how we're going to fix them. And then I want to do something to make them feel better on that first visit.
You don't have to put it off any longer. See how easy and beneficial it can be to visit a chiropractor. Call Tulsa Spine and Rehab to schedule an appointment. 918-743-3737.